This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. General Services Administration has finally determined President-elect Joe Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of a 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. And the state of Michigan played its part yesterday, as AP correspondent David Eggert explains.
Certification sets in motion the process by which all 16 electoral college votes in Michigan will go to Joe Biden. That slate of electors will meet at the state capitol on December 14th and officially cast their votes for Biden.
Between now and his January 20th inauguration, Mr. Biden will be building out his administration, putting in place staff both to begin carrying out his policy vision when his term begins and to be able to immediately handle the national security aspects of the job. The president-elect will receive information about classified threats to national security, covert military operations, and pending decisions the Trump administration may have on possible uses of military force. The president-elect is holding an event later on today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Mr. Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. The former vice president said he intends to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as special presidential envoy for climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. Does the president-elect expect smooth sailing when it comes to approval in the Republican-controlled Senate?
Are you kidding me?
Why did you go with national security first?
Because it's national security.
And according to news reports, 74-year-old Janet Yellen, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, will be nominated as Secretary of Treasury.